This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're into the second hour here, but lots of great information in that first hour. Talked a little bit about pollinators, as always. Talking about mulching and composting, adding compost to the garden this time of year in the fall to help benefit for the spring, and actually how fall is actually a little bit more, it makes more sense to mulch in the fall than it does to mulch in the spring. And depending upon, you know, the season, etc., it can benefit when you do it. So just some things to be thinking about, right? You know, some people have been doing it for years upon years, and they say, well, this is just kind of normal. But I don't know as that it is the common practice at this point now, because a lot of people kind of, if you see the mulch business out there, obviously, you see the trucks driving around mulching, it's like all spring, but you barely see it in the fall. So just something to be thinking about. It's, doing the mulching, the compost, those types of things are great. It's also, you know, adding them to the vegetable garden and what it can do, right? It's another option for a cover crop, right? We talk a lot about using a winter rye in the gardens when the garden is done and we're putting it to bed. That's one way to keep the nutrients going throughout the season, right, with a cover crop. So that's something that you can be adding. But, you know, compost is great. Leaves are great to add to it. Some of the grass clippings can be, right? They can make that winter mulch, right? Give it a little bit of a boost of nitrogen. Wood chips, bark, pine needles, shredded leaves versus regular leaves, right? This is one thing that, you know, I got to do a little bit more research in, but I feel as though the shredded leaves are a better way to leave the leaves, in my opinion. Because it breaks down a little bit more, gives those nutrients you want into the soil a little bit easier, a little bit quicker. And it's not just waiting for them to dry out, waiting for them to break down, waiting and waiting for all these things. Yes, it's going to benefit to keep the soil warm, but wouldn't you want to do both these things at once by having something ready to compost, having something ready to, you know, start sooner rather than later versus something that's going to take some time and might not even get to that process that you're looking for throughout that year. So just a just something to be thinking about as time permits with you know your leaves. If we're thinking about it right now, that gives us more time to do this process, right? As the leaves are breaking down, as the leaves are falling, cutting them up, cleaning them, and doing that type of thing versus waiting and just pushing them, pushing them into the garden beds, right? That's something. Think about this, right? So we can continue at this point to start any of the leaves that are in there where we can mulch them by running them over with the lawnmower. So we can start breaking them down, keep them in a corner of the yard ready to go for when it is time to really put those leaves down around there. Instead of just waiting until all the leaves show up and then get them into the areas. So I would almost suggest taking the leaves out of some of the areas, clean them up, put them into the yard, run them over, mulch them, and then put them back. Because I think it'll benefit us in two ways. It's not just a one and done type thing. So just some things to be thinking about when it comes to the leaves as we move forward into that fall season. It's not going to feel like fall the next few days, but fall will come back in a few weeks here. So, anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a nice day today, nice day tomorrow. So if you're planning on going to the beach for the Labor Day holiday, have at it. It's going to be nice out there. So good couple beach days. I thought the last couple beach days were a couple weeks ago, but Mother Nature said, not today. I'm changing my mind. We'll see what happens with the weather, because we do tend to have, there's sometimes the past few years has been a late September warm up. You just never know. It's just don't know what's happening with the weather here. We still have a couple, I'd almost say a couple months here of growing for your plants, right? Where they'll be protected in good planting weather, in good growing weather before it's time. Some of the things to be thinking about at this point in time, now that September's really hit, is a lot of your shrubs and trees do need a fertilization to help them through the winter. It's not just about composting. It's not just about mulching. It's not just about taking care of them in that way. But it's about making sure that our plants have some of those nutrients to go into those harder times, right? Now, if you look at Hollytone, for example, from Espoma, Hollytone's been around as long as Espoma's been around. They were established in 1929. So we're almost at 95 years here. And Hollytone is one of those ones that you should be doing to a lot of your evergreens or your acid-loving plants. And these are ones that we should be using in the fall half the rate that we would have used in the spring. Now, one thing I do want to note, tell you here is when I say evergreens, it's actually excluding arborvitae and boxwood. Did you know arborvitae and boxwood actually do not require acidic soils? For years upon years, we'd always just said hollytone, everything, or evergreen. Just evergreen. Boom. Yep. Oh, you got an arborvitae? Yep. Hollytone. Yeah. You should really be looking at a plant tone for that, for the arborvitae and the boxwood. But, you know, we're talking more your mountain laurel, your rhododendrons, spruces, Andromeda, you know, blueberries, a bunch of different perennials, right? Pine trees. That's what you should be using the holly tone on. But I want you to remember that in the fall, for fertilizing, we are cutting the rate in half because what this is doing is we're trying not to push new growth or new everything for the plant. We're just trying to help them establish themselves for the winter and be stronger for the winter. So definitely something to be thinking about when we're fertilizing this time of year with our shrubs and trees. We're going half the rate that we were in the spring. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
You want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ed is in Elliott, Maine.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. I have a roadie that's been there for about 25 years. It's only about 5 feet high or so. I'm wondering, is this a good time of the year to trim her back, or should I wait till the spring?
The second
question I have is these really irritable, you know, maple, I don't know, sprigs that come down and they plant themselves. You know, it's just little trees.
Yeah.
I want to get rid of them. No, they're not even 1 inch in diameter. What's the best way of getting them out? They're very irritable. So if you could help me out, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. So with the rhododendron, the only type of pruning I would do at this point would be, you know, any of the dead wood removal. If you're pruning for size, at this point, you can actually, by pruning at this point, can remove the flowers for next year. All the flower buds should be pretty much on the rhododendrons at this point. And so if you remove, you know, the whole top or just, you know, lower it, you're not going to get any flowers next year. It's definitely not going to be beneficial to do it at this point. This would be after it flowers type pruning. So next spring would be the better time to really reduce it. But if you are okay with, you know, not having the flowers, you can definitely prune it. It's just not the best time to do it. It's just you're taking away its reason for being there, which is the flowering aspect. So just any of the dead wood, I might look at taking some of it may be that it's too big that you know you're just going to remove anyways. Maybe you can remove those. But do realize you could be cutting out next year's blossoms. Now, Now, as far as the maple, little saplings that have kind of fallen everywhere, and it seemed like there was more this year just based on last year's drought and not knowing what was going to happen. Our plant, our trees tried to go to seed a little bit more, so they were kind of everywhere. The easiest, the real way to do it, a lot of it's hand picking. You can mow it down. It's, when it's something that small, it doesn't have a huge root system. It's not really going to bounce back heavily. You could also use, a total vegetation killer, something that is going to be, a little bit heavier. Not something that's that's looking for like herbaceous perennial, herbaceous type. You'd be looking for something like a brush killer, right? Because even though they are small and there's not a lot to it, they are still more of a woody structured type plant. So it needs a little bit more to it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay.
So those would be the best ways to do it. There's nothing that we can really do to slow our plants from producing this. Mother Nature has done her thing the past 2 years where it's been so up and down that our plants don't know what's going on, what season it is. So it doesn't know if it's going to survive the winter. So that's why a lot of the seed pods are popping down. They pop down early. You notice probably a lot more acorns, a lot more of those types of things everywhere. And that's based on the weather pattern that we've had these past couple seasons.
Okay. Thanks very much. All right.
No problem.
Have a great fall.
You too. Thanks. Sure. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time if you have some questions for us. One thing I do ask is if you have some questions that you know can wait, I'd love for you to email them to me today, even tomorrow, because I am not going to be live next week. I am going to be doing a taped broadcast. I'm going to be doing this tomorrow evening. So I'd love for you to send me some emails with questions. I can read them on air and then answer them. You can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, I'm going to be away next week for a business trip. So in the meantime, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill touring hurricane damage in the town of Live Oak, Florida, where massive trees are down and homes destroyed in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia.
President Biden visited parts of Florida on Saturday that were devastated by Hurricane Idalia. Biden took an aerial tour and spoke in Live Oak, one of the towns in the process of recovering.
The spirit of this community is remarkable. When people are in real trouble, the most important thing you can give them is hope. There's no hope like your neighbor walking across the street street and see what they can do for you.
Tributes pouring in this Sunday morning as fans across the globe continue to pay tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett, who has passed away at the age of 76. Here's Key West Mayor Terry Johnson.
He projected our lifestyle to people from around the world, you know, live and let live.
TMZ reporting he was diagnosed with skin cancer 4 years ago that spread. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Stephanie's in Canterbury, New Hampshire.
Stephanie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I've been at this residence for about 3 years, and when I arrived, there were a lot of beautiful, already established perennials. I do have a brick patio about 15 square in size, and I have two hydrangea plants that are across from one another on the area. But I have never had any blue flowers since I've been here. I don't know why. I don't know what the actual type of hydrangea it is, but I was wondering if you could tell me how I could try to get the blue flowers to come.
Okay. Now, have you had any flowers at all, or is it just...
No.
Okay. So, what have you done for fertilizing these plants?
Honestly, nothing.
That's okay.
And so, I did buy a container of something for them 1 year to try to get them to work, but I haven't seen any results.
Okay. Now, what I want you to use in order to be the most successful to push the blossoms is going to be something you're going to use next spring.
Okay.
So you're going to use a superphosphate, a 0440, okay?
040.
It's 0440. It'll say on the bag, okay. It'll say right on the bag, superphosphate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what that is that is the phosphorus that is in there helps develop root systems, and helps develop long-term the shoots and the flowers. And that's what we're looking to do, right? And what I want you to do is you're going to use this as soon as the ground thaws in the season.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we're trying to stimulate the root system in such a way early enough that it's going to help develop the roots and it's going to help develop shoots long term. And sometimes they just need a jolt. They need something, right?
Okay.
The other question I have for you, have you ever pruned them or done anything to them?
I have not. They grow, everything grows off of the old wood.
Yeah.
And I thought I remembered hearing that you never touch the old wood, so I just didn't dare
okay.
do anything to it.
Well, that's good. My other question in regards to this is, are they in full sun, full shade, half and half? What's the...
I think they get a fair amount of sun, but it's probably not full.
Okay. Because a lot of the blue hydrangeas will need some shade as well. They'll actually benefit from, you know, 4 or 5 hours of shade.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be part of it. But obviously somebody planted them there. They knew the area. So I'm not, you know,
right.
saying you got to move them, right? I'm just a little bit more detail to it. All that being said, I think the biggest thing is the superphosphate that's going to help it. And then it's not just the superphosphate, you know, one and done. It's using something else. It's using a 10-10-10 fertilizer a few times during the growing season. Okay? And that's almost monthly this next season. Because it is one where it... In order to get it going and stimulated, we really need to stimulate it with some good fertilizer, right? We also want to make sure that the soil is acidic, right?
And I'm not sure if we have acidic soil or alkaline soil.
So what types of plants are around it?
I have some hostas. I have some iris. I have... Let's see.
Do you have a lot of pine trees in the yard?
No. We have... What do we mostly have? Maple? We have maple trees. We have a small evergreen that's right next to it.
All right. Well, that's... So the evergreen being next to it's a good thing because we can it can benefit by using... there's a product out there because... that I want you to use to help acidify the soil. It seems like a lot of the soil is probably more neutral in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a product from Espoma called Soil Acidifier. A really simple, because we're looking to make it more acidic. We're looking to lower the pH level.
Okay.
And this is something we want to use in the spring as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be around your hydrangeas. And it can also be around that evergreen, right?
Okay.
So for established plants, really, you're looking to get about 2.5 cups per plant. So depending upon how many hydrangeas you have, you can kind of do the math so you know how much you need.
Yeah, I just have the two.
Yep. And so for and think of also that evergreen, because the evergreen that's there is probably going to feed off of some of that the acidic soil.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want to make sure you feed that as well, because if it's feeding off of those roots around the hydrangea, which it most likely is, because a lot of bigger established plants will do that type of thing, you want to make sure you feed both.
Okay.
So you're kind of basically feeding that evergreen to with this acidifier to basically say, hey, you stay in your spot. I'll give you this. Just kind of stay over here, don't steal from the hydrangea. So
right.
It's a little bit of some work to just kind of get that soil active to the way we want, and that's why we want to become more acidic, and that's why we want to get that phosphorus level raised. There is a lot of natural phosphorus in the soil already, but this is one that will really boost it and get it going. So I definitely think you need the soil acidifier. You also need the superphosphate. And then the 10-10-10 later on in the season can actually not only be used for the hydrangeas, but all those perennials that you described and all the plants around it, it'll benefit mm-hmm. them as well. And it's not okay, going great. To harm them by any means. It's only going to benefit you by doing this. And, you know, a lot of the plants, because they're in garden beds, kind of feed off of each other. So that's why you don't want to just feed one, because some of those other plants around could be trying to come towards that. So just some caution to that. We don't want to just feed one and think we're okay.
Okay, and should I apply that phosphorus and the 10-10-10 around the drip line of the plant, or do I drop it down into the center of it?
So the soil acidifier will be on the drip line. Okay, so that's, you know, however wide the plant is, and then you're going to water it in thoroughly, okay?
Okay.
So the super phosphate, you don't need a lot of it, right? Okay. So really for the two hydrangeas you have, you just need a four-pound bag. I think it's either four or six that it comes in.
Okay.
And to be honest, you're using about a half a teaspoon per foot of drip line. You're mm-hmm. not using a lot,
okay.
but because of the fact that it's a 0440 or a 0450, there's so much to it, you just don't need so much, right? You don't
and
need
can I
to
apply
add.
The phosphate to some of the other plants then if I have that amount that's going to be available?
Yeah, so you can actually, like, say it was a 100-square-foot planting bed. You mm-hmm. can use about a pound for that whole area and just lightly put it over the top, lightly around drip lines of the plants.
Okay.
And always, at the end, make sure you water it in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is something that you put down and then water in. You know, you can use this a couple times in the spring. It's not just a one and done with that. So maybe it's because of the fact that they haven't bloomed, and you said you've been there 3 years or a little bit over mm-hmm. three, and they haven't yeah. bloomed for you. They're going to need a little bit more. So maybe it's doing it once as soon as the ground thaws, and then a mm-hmm. second time 4 weeks after that, you know, and okay. doing it just a couple times this season. You most likely won't have to do it again next year. It's not something that you would always have to do. But mm-hmm. what you would need to do is look at it and say, all right, I produce, the goal obviously, hopefully we produce right. some flowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we're only producing a little bit of flowers, next year we need to do it again, right? Because
okay.
we want to continue to build it on there. The plant is basically showing, all right, you got the right thing here. I just need more.
Okay. And what would any of my plants show a sign that I'm using too much? Would they brown or wilt or anything like that?
They might start to show a little bit of brown on those. But the thing is when you water it in, they would show more if you forgot to water it in. Right.
Okay.
You also don't want to put it like directly on the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to, and or like the trunk or anything along those lines. So you, mm-hmm. that's why the whole idea is to put it on the drip line, because okay. it can actually burn. Like if there were seeds in there, like seedlings,
mm-hmm.
or it can burn foliage if it's sitting on top of it. Right. So here's the deal: it's not going to instantly burn if you were to get it on it and then wash it off. It's more of if it gets on there and just stays.
Okay.
So if you accidentally get it on the plant, just as you're watering it in, wash the plant down. You know, so just so you're, you know, safe and you feel like it's not burning the leaves. But it is something that, again, watering in is going to help clean up some of that anyways.
All right. Wonderful. I had one more question.
Sure.
We also have several maple trees in the yard.
Yeah.
Excuse me? They're old and they're large. We haven't had really any good color in the fall since we've been here. Some of the leaves, they seem to turn brown and get dry before they even fall off. And I was wondering if we had some kind of disease or something and how I would be able to fix that.
Well, so the past couple seasons have had a lot to do with weather.
Mm-hmm.
If you look back a little over, it's 2001, I believe. 2001 season during the summer, we had it rained almost every single day from like May till the end of July, and then August it got really hot. That really affected our plants there. Then last year was epic, like droughts just all over the place. And then this year is tons of rain. So the weather aspect has been so up and down that it's affected these trees like this. One thing I would look at doing is seeing if there is any dead wood on these maple trees or branches that could be removed to kind of thin it out a little bit. Because our trees and shrubs still focus energy on dead parts of the plant. Because what it's trying to do is fix that area. So it's putting energy there. If we can remove some of that unneeded work that it's doing and put it back into the rest of the plant, it can help out. You could also use some tree tone on these trees in the fall, you know, at half the rate, and then the spring at full rate. But you're going to need a lot for big established maple trees.
Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great one. We'll be back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time, a couple hours left if you have some questions for us in the garden. I know it's kind of one of those last vacation weekends, just it's a 3-day weekend. We get another one coming up on Columbus Day in some of the areas, right? We're definitely on the 3-day weekend here, so probably the last vacation time. And back from after that, we'll get back into the garden, doing some more work, doing some more cleanup, doing those types of things. So definitely fall is just around the corner, although this week the temperatures aren't going to make us feel this way. It's going to be a little bit feeling like summer. But that's just part of it. It's part of this year. We always start to feel that way. Obviously we start to feel we're starting to think fall, right? You're going to start seeing pumpkins. You're going to start seeing all those decorations out at the garden stores, garden centers, etc. I think we're trying to move into the next season, right? but I was having this discussion with somebody this week, and it was just funny because we were, you know, every year when it comes time about pumpkin season, you look to order them and you say, it's always going to have a warm-up right as you're going to order them in. And again, this year, same thing. It's just like clockwork every year that happens. So just something to be thinking about that it's only a little bit of time with this weather. It's going to start cooling down, which means gardens, we're getting ready to put them to bed. Lawns, we're starting to renovate, right? Adding some new seed in areas, getting them cleaned up, get rid of some of the weeds, maybe getting them going, getting our plants fertilized, those types of things. All these things are happening right now. Now, we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley's in Swansea.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I planted cucumbers.
Okay.
And they're doing very well, and I'm getting, you know, enough to eat every day and a few more. Now, I've got one vine, and it is very strange. It's doing beautiful. I've got cucumbers from it, but the cucumbers, the skin, the peelings, they're almost white color. I don't know what caused it or anything, but the cucumbers are very good tasting, and they're just strange cucumbers, and they grow really good. In fact, they grow better than the green ones, but it's just this one vine that grows the cucumbers. It's got the it's such a pale yellowish color, the whole thing, and I don't know what they are.
So in a year like this year, when we have so much moisture, so much rain, it can actually do that. It can cause them to be white.
Huh.
It's weird that it's only one.
Yeah,
but,
just that one.
But there could be an anomaly here because there is one variety that, you know, could have been mixed in to.
Yeah.
Did you buy it as a start? It was already started. Did you put seeds in?
No. There was seed in the packet at the nursery here.
Okay. Well, so there is a white wonder cucumber that gets that color. And so it could, you know, maybe one just got mixed in. That could have happened. But they're, you know, it could be that, or it could be the excessive water. But the thing that makes me wonder if it's more of just a wrong seed in the package is because the whole plant's not that way, right? Here's what I want you to do. I have a little bit more to it. If you hang tight with me, I got to hit a break. We can come up with a few, or we'll be back in a few.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.